The next patient is Josnel Beloa. First name, J-O-S, like in Sierra, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, L, like in Lima. Beloa, B, like in Boy, E, like in Echo, L, like in Lima, O, like in Oscar, I, like in India, S, like in Sierra. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old Haitian patient of Dr. Maxwell that is referred because of the presence of proteinuria in a CKD3A. The patient has a history of relapsing pleural effusions that require pleurodesis, and the patient eventually got better. In the laboratory workup, the patient continues to have a serum creatinine that is 1.5 BUN. It's of 16 and an estimated GFR of 48. The excretion of protein that was consistent with the 2 grams of protein in 24 hours. Interestingly, the urinalysis is in the dipstick is 1+. That is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient was placed on Kerendia, and we think that the Kerendia has made a difference. Period. The serum protein electroporation has been reported negative. The ANA is also negative. The inflammatory markers are negative. The sedimentation rate is normal. Kappa lambda ratio is normal. Perinuclear antibodies and cytoplasmic main antibodies are negative. JO1 antibody, IgG, is negative. The anti-double strand DNA is negative. The anti-GBM is negative. SSA antibody is negative. As mentioned before, the anti-nuclear antibody is negative. Anti-phospholipids are with the normal range. Complement C3 and C4 with the normal range. Pending immunoelectrophoresis in serum and in urine. Period. The kidney biopsy was done. And the final report was called. However, the Congo red has to be done and was requested due to the fact that the patient had a history of a relapsing pleural effusion, there is evidence of hypoalbuminemia, there is evidence of anemia, and this anemia has been correcting from 10.6, now is reporting 11.3, period. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. He has been taking clonidine in combination with hydralazine as well as carbelidol. We are going to stop the administration of hydralazine, and we're going to use amlodipine in combination with benazepril. The benazepril is going to help the proteinuria. On the other hand, we are going to increase the administration of Kerendia to 20 milligrams every day. As soon as I get the laboratory workup as completed, including the above mentioned test plus the thyroid test, stool for occult blood, folate B12, and iron, we'll see the patient back in the office. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.